Adrian, thanks for your time.
G'day, Peter. How you going?
Good. We appreciate your time before the game. Our coverage starts from just after 2 o'clock local time here. Any late changes for the West Coast Eagles against the Magpies today?
Yes. Elliot Yeo is a big crook, so he was unable to play and had to be pulled out at the last minute. And young Carpenter comes in for his first game. So he's been playing really good footy in the waffle and much deserved.
Well, that's a real change and a real blow for the Eagles with Elliot Yeo out. Just repeating, Elliot Yeo out. So Carpenter, Tunbridge and Sheed will all play today. So all of a sudden, there's a bit of a different-looking West Coast Eagles side to the one that got over the line against Melbourne last week.
Yeah, it is. Look, it adds a bit of some youth and excitement in the side, as we know that young fellas come into the side that's been playing good form in the waffle. You know, gives a bit of a injection of energy to the team itself, and so we're excited about that, and we're hoping they have a good hit out themselves.
Dom Sheed plays his first game for this season after combating injury. Played the last month at East Perth. You must be quietly confident that he's ready.
Yeah, he's looked really good. You know, he's played in a few wet games, heavy rain over at East Perth, and a couple of dry ones in all four games. He's produced the footy that he's capable of. So, yeah, coming into the side with good form, and he'll fit in well.
Simon Tunbridge has only played, 7 games in 3 seasons since he came back from Sydney from GWS. He's battled shoulder, I think, back, all sorts of injuries, ankle injuries. Is he confident his body is okay?
Yeah, he's had a few injuries. What I suppose it does to young fellas is it builds resilience, you know, to keep working off-field in rehab, to get yourself right and come back out again. And look, over the last 5-6 weeks, he's done that, got real good confidence in his body, played good footy, as we know how to. So we're excited to see how he goes.
What about that record they've been talking about? You haven't beaten Collingwood at the MCG in 20 years, 1995. Now, Collingwood are sitting basically mid-tail with only 7 wins from 17 matches, and you're trying to get into a top-4 spot. You think, looking at that, it should be an Eagles win?
Yeah, look, we don't speak about the record at all, but we know that Collingwood have been playing, you know, pretty impressive footy. Understanding the starts haven't been what they would like, but apart from that, their midfield and their ability to make it a real challenge in the contest and around the ground with their ball movement. So, you know, we've trained all week and trained with enthusiasm, which is exciting. So we're hoping it's going to be a good match.
Adrian, 5 wins on the trot, but they're saying the last 2 against Carlton and Melbourne haven't been impressive. Now, you'll say a win's a win. Is that what you're saying, or have you been a bit flat in the last fortnight?
Look, I think Simo might have mentioned it. We've been winning games, but it's not in, I suppose, the form that we'd like to be in. But a win's a win, like you spoke about. And to get out of the line last week, even to hold on under pressure, you know, Melbourne were tough inside all day, was a good quality win for us at the end of the day. And, you know, hopefully that can come into this week.
Okay, so just repeating, Elliot Yeo is out, not feeling the best today. What are the conditions like at the MCG about an hour out from the game?
Yeah, no, they're well. I'm just here standing looking at it now. It's beautiful ground, obviously, and no rain as yet, and the ground looks in good condition.